Oh,
It was
I
like
remember
they were
that.
like fucking or some shit. And so I was like talking about that shit in the car, like
my
drunk
God.
As fuck from
Dude,
my
do you
first
guys hear me
crash
now?
and like ate
Yeah.
this.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
There we go. Dude, my mic
Keegan,
is down. I was just like being
Keegan,
lazy
we
right
need
now,
you on a
but
heater story about getting fucked up.
yeah, I got one. But wait, yo, going back in that story that Harrison was talking about, dude, like, so you know, like how you like beat the shit out of people to get like in frats and shit, dude. We should like to get in this fucking like podcast group, dude. Like we should do that. We should beat the fuck out of them
What?
and for them to like join our podcast and
I
shit.
didn't have to beat
That's
the
what we
shit
gotta
out of
do.
anyone to get into
every
fraternity.
Every no, we,
oh man, I really I don't
it's
know
not a
why I don't
fucking
know where I got
gym.
That from, man.
Look.
Man, yo, you gotta kill this
man. I feel like,
yeah,
dude,
like
I feel like if
you're
BSE eat a cum
into
sandwich,
a
bro, I feel like beating people up is
dude,
like
that's
fair,
some
bro. I feel like
free
that's not
tech
bad.
shit. Like
Yo,
that's all that is.
dude, eating cum sandwich is more gang than any gang thing I've ever heard in my entire
Dude,
life, bro.
Keep the last names out.
That is shut up, Keegan.
Dude, he is gang. For real though.
Oh my god, bro. I'm gonna have like 10 minutes of footage I can use.
Dude, G Preen, they have the same fucking
oh
like,
my god,
dude.
Dude.
That says something, dude. Shout out shout out all the fucking
I don't even know how I can keep that.
Dude, you can 100% keep that, dude. They'll fuck with it, dude. They'll shout us back,
dude.
They'll clap back.
Dude. Look, before you go, before you do that, look, shameless plug real quick.
So you know how
yo, you can use the Anchor app if you listen to this app. If you download the Anchor app, you can send me a fucking message and we can fucking listen to that message on podcast, but also we can motherfucking see if you want to be on the podcast. But continue.
Okay, so you know, I just posted
yeah,
a picture of me
that.
As a kid with like naked with a globe over my car.
That shit.
Dude, so like I like follow like her like this girl from my school like who's a mom like sort of older, she's like 35 and she just solid and she's like oh my god you do fall laughing emoji. I think it's funny, dude. Like that's like
it's like TikTok nowadays, bro. I'm scared my sister's like putting that shit out.
Dude, yeah, dude. TikTok is literally just
we talk about pedophiles
like,
way
like,
too much.
Pedophiles dream. Yeah, this podcast literally consists of
dude,
us
this...
talking about pedophiles.
First of all right, you know what? You're just making it harder
yeah,
on Alex, dude, because I know Alex. I know Alex is gonna come through, and I know he's gonna edit it out. But... You can't skimp
no,
on
no
one,
no
dude.
No. Handy. You really need to learn how to bleep it. So, yeah. Like, every time I say it, it's just a big old bleep. And then we
I'm
all just
cool
start dying laughing. And then Keegan freaks out, dude. It would be so funny. Everyone that would listen to it would be like, dude, what are you saying?
I'm cool with that. That's honestly funny. I'm cool with that.
Oh, my God, bro.
Bleep some other random shit, too. Bleep out the cum sandwich.
You know what's funny, bro? Is I listen to the raw, unedited version. Like, because y'all, like, there's some parts that y'all don't listen to from the podcast that I left out. But you might remember, not remember. But, like, just listening to some of the parts, I'm like, oh, dude, I can't keep this at all. And I'm, like, laughing my ass off. But I wish I could keep it so bad. It's
so... But it's just so fucked. How much... Okay, I didn't listen to the second podcast. How much
it's
of the
shit.
Michael Jackson shit did you
like
keep?
Nothing.
Dude, yeah, like, nothing.
Yeah, not that much, bro. You're talking about, like, wet dreams.
Dude, yeah, you went way
dude,
too
Adam,
hard into
Adam,
Michael Jackson.
Adam's been
wow,
playing
dude.
Michael Jackson shit since, like, I don't even know. Nine
know, dude.
Shit like that. Dude, I was like a little kid.
Dude, you were
moon,
definitely
just, like,
jealous of the kids
who
got molested by him, bro.
Rape my sister.
You're like, why couldn't it have
like,
been
me?
Yeah, like, dude. Fuck, why couldn't I have been born in the 90s?
Adam's like chilling outside of his house in some slut ass shit. Trying to make his ass come off and shit.
Michael!
Dude, I would go to Michael Jackson's concerts. Wait to be in the front row and just dress like such a little slut and
ooh,
my
cute ass kid.
Like a G string.
And then I had a sign that said
I
MJ,
want to tell my
parents free game.
Dude. Rest in peace though.
Dude, he went out the way that I aspire. Taking a shit, boom.
Yes.
Yes, dude.
Going out like Elvis, baby.
Yes, sir.
God, dude. I just like Why, like, what did he do to himself to, like, I don't know, dude. Like, he was like handsome and like tan as shit. And then, like, I remember, like, he
No,
didn't look
he
like,
had vitiligo, which like basically turns your skin to your skin starts turning another color, basically.
Nah, nah.
Oh,
he pulled a Ryan Grizzy.
Yeah, dude, he just did that, so he started taking skin with all one
color. Shout out Ryan Grizzy.
The homie.
Big homie.
Ryan's just gonna be listening
Ryan's
to this.
Text like, me, like,
no cap, bro. But he still be
me
like,
every night, like just past midnight, big dude, like you hurt me today, big time. I'd have to talk it out with him.
Oh man, I don't know if I can keep that one.
No, I didn't keep.
No,
that
I can't, bro.
Dude, we like to like fuck with like albinos and shit like that, bro. But like honestly, like we're kind of outnumbered.
That's definitely not what that shit's about.
What?
I just feel like, I don't know, bro. I feel like if they like came together and just like joined like their own like little posse or some shit, bro, they could really fuck.
There's no way albinos outnumber the fucking human population.
They if they came together, they could.
Absolutely
albinos
not.
Have like, I
bro,
feel
they're,
like,
they're,
how many
they're,
albinos do you know, and how many humans do you know?
Dog, dude, chill with the last name.
Keegan's an idiot.
Dude, I'm not even. I'm saying Grizzy,
no,
bro.
No.
You're not gonna know what to make of that.
Oh,
bad joke, bro.
I'm fucked, bro. Listen, back to this shit tomorrow.
Oh. Dude, you're literally like, you're doing mostly editing in this podcast. You're not even like, just literally don't do any editing. Just literally.
I would get fucking arrested or fucking like doxxed on the internet. People would be like, this man is a fucking supremacist. Some shit like that, bro. All right,
I'll be right back. I'm
in.
All right. Oh, dude, that man's so fucking annoying.
Who? Harrison?
Yeah.
Yeah, for real, dude. Honestly, like, let's just like, I don't know, bro. Dude, I know you're like you're trying to hide, like, cover up the story, like that you're saying that you threw up at like at Six Flags, but I know you shit yourself, so like. When you look back at this, like just confess.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah, be real, bro. And we know that you actually like jazz on real. The low key. Like you don't need to keep telling people
yeah,
you don't.
Bro. And so,
I'm gonna text him and be like, "Yo, bro, I'm so sorry, but I have to publish."
Dude, I kind of
what
got
the fuck are you guys
here.
Talking about? Dude?
What's up?
Throw it down. We can get serious.
Yeah, we can get serious. I can get
Whoa,
serious.
Dude, now.
Oh shit! Yeah.
He got something you need to take off your chest.
On this podcast,
what like about beer? Just like
anything. Dude.
Are you jealous that he ate
STDs, anything. Shit like that?
Are you jealous that he ate that sandwich?
Oh, that yeah, that.
Dude, Keegan is literally at the reach.
Not from... That shit was a false alarm. The second one, okay, that came to be true, but you know what? Shit
Dude,
happens.
You can't hate on him. He's a collector right. at heart.
wait, who, me or?
I'm dead. Oh, man.
Y'all suck, bro. Everybody that watches this podcast, bro, they literally know everything about me now. Like, I can, like, whenever I get in an argument with people, I always tend to, like, use a saying, like, you don't know me, but, like, if they've watched this podcast,
you know
they
me.
Can, they can say they know
Not
me.
Yet.
Yeah,
like, I'm a fan.
And I can't even argue with it. Yeah, that's literally all they have to say, and I just have to shut up at that point.
Like, literally, like, any argument but... Keegan gets in, they're like, well, podcast episode 3, 20 minutes in. I heard you had 18 SBs.
Yeah.
Dude, Keegan literally has an
OnlyFans,
dude.
Keegan, fess up. Keegan, fess up, bro.
No, I don't, but man, I mean, I've been thinking about it. I'll confess about that, like, shit. Dude, I don't know, dude. It's just, like, unfair that, like, all these, like, I mean, I got a rock and roll.
Oh. Damn.
All right, you know what? Maybe now, but like but like we're cleansing that
yeah,
right
maybe
now.
It's rehab season.
It's gonna get got. All right. My junior year Bob where I was like ripped and I was just like flexing all that shit all the time. Like it's coming back. Just I just need to get back in the gym and get my lazy ass.
So junior year was prime.
I mean, like that wasn't prime. That was just like a sneak peek to what's to come.
That's teaser, baby. That's trailer.
That's a best.
Oh damn!
Your dad has a better
body. That one really did. That dug deep.
The damn stay popping though.
Keegan, your dad knows who Mia Khalifa is.
His name is full of shit. He definitely does. Dude, Mia Khalifa, he knows that she sucks. Like, if he's like a real, if he grinds in the porn shit, like, as I do, like, he knows that, like, Mia Khalifa sucks.
Damn.
Damn, hot take.
I know, hot take, real.
Mia Khalifa who's
y'all's favorite star, though, stuff. Like, for real? Like, who? Like, let's just
Carly Gray.
Ashley Anderson. Dude, she's hot as
Athena Ferris for me.
Oh yeah,
Athena Ferris is sexy too. When I got the VR headset, that's what I fucking used, bro. It was a VR fucking porn of her, bro. Yeah, it was dope as fuck.
Look, she can get it anytime.
Dude, I don't even know who that is, dude. May God rest her soul, August Ames.
Damn,
I love you, girl. Yeah. Forever love you, girl. I got that shit on repeat.
Downloaded.
Downloaded. I go to bed. I go to bed just hearing a sweet moan.
It's on my fucking sleep sound machine. It's like a customized setting. I got rainfall. I got jungle sounds, and I got moan.
Dude, I feel like Johnny S is the only dude I can like watch like porn with, and it wouldn't be gay at all.
Wow. Honestly, dude, that's great. It's a great way to sum up his character.
Like, dude, that's just the man that man is, dude. Like,
it just wouldn't be weird with him. I think his weird energy would just overdo the other energy coming from the porn. So if he was the star in it, it would just become it would be a cinema movie. Like, you would see it in theaters.
Johnny should do porn, bro. I think that's his calling. Imagine Johnny with the OnlyFans. Imagine him doing sexy photos and his face just like super serious. Like, he just like, all right, I need to stop.
Dude, he's the type of person I would call it sexy tape, dude. He'd be like, yo, guys, like, you post on a
sexy tape volume 3.
When you sexy tape, it's lit. Yo. Yo, my phone's about to die and I'm getting tired of shit. I've been moving all day, but it was good talking to everyone.
Adam Benz, always a pleasure.
Stay lit.
Dude,
I'm sorry. I'm basically just a full on ruined this podcast. I'm gonna get off so you guys can get some good
content. Boy. See ya. All right,
peace out, Handy. Peace out, Harry. Peace out, boy.
God, that kid is so fucking annoying, bro.
Fuck,
dude, for real, bro.
Insane, dude.
God damn.
Since day one,
everyone listening to this podcast, but the guy sucks, bro. Like, for real.
Never fucked with that dude. He's not the goat. If you're hearing this, you're not the goat.
Hopefully he watches this after.
He won't.
I hope so.
No one does.
Yeah, he won't. He's not in that goat shit.
Nah.
This thing has like 30 views and they're all by Alex over and over.
Yeah, no cap, bro. Oh my god, dude, this shit's such a banger, bro. Dude, I actually listened to my podcast today on my delivery route at work. I was like, dude, podcast 2 got 22 views. Might as well see what's so good about it. I made it.
I feel that, dude. It's just, it's like, I don't know, dude. Something of you, you just get so much joy of like watching something of you. I don't know. Like that video. What? Dude, that video, y'all seen that video of me doing the worm, right?
No,
absolutely not. What?
God, dude. What the fuck?
I think dude, I've I seen you. I think I've seen you do the worm. I think I've seen you do the worm before.
I kill that shit every fucking time, bro. Swear to God. I put that on everything, dude. If somebody literally, like, just came up to me in a bar, bro, and just bet me so much money, dude, that I couldn't do a worm, dude, I would bet that shit back, dude, and I would kill the worm, and I would win so much money, dude, because I'm so good at that.
You need to make sure not to forget to put that on your resume. because that's
bro. Oh, dude, I'll that, definitely that put that does the I'll worm.
I mean, like Harvard kid, high school dropout, but, like he can do a damn good worm.
Yeah, bro. If I'm hiring you, and I see this kid approaches me, kid's Harvard 4.0 GPA, president of the fucking gay society club. I don't know. And then Keegan, he does the worm. I would take Keegan all day.
Dude, fuck the whole resume and like fuck all that shit, dude. I would just like I would tear the resume in their face and I would just pull the fucking video out, bro. And they would.
Why would you pull the video? Why would you just do it right in front of them?
Damn.
Fuck it, yeah, you're right, damn.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I was busting.
You were talking some small dick energy there, bro. Come on, pull the big dick out.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right.
You're in the Zuka right. Play, bro. Hail Mary, baby.
That's why you're the alpaca. Sure.
Oh, who? Yeah, let's talk about the alpaca of the week, bro. Who's the alpaca of the week?
Alpaca of the week.
Alpaca, like between us or just like of like
anybody ever, bro. Place? Anybody ever? Who's the alpaca of the week?
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive?
Or like
dead or alive?
Lil Wayne.
Okay. Lil Wayne.
Yeah, best rapper.
Dude, mine would be.
Dude, actually, I fuck with Lil Wayne. He's got some stain to him, bro.
Dude, he's been consistently putting out like some of the best music for facts. So long.
He still stays in the game.
He's still in the game. His new like when he dropped the
Carter Five.
Did you listen to Funeral, his most recent album?
No.
I did not either. Doing? When did that come out?
Bro, what? A minute ago. But he just dropped the...
1 minute ago, really?
Son of a bitch. You're going to be such a fucking dad joke, motherfucker. You know that? Your kid's going to hate you because you're going to be like, oh, you're hungry? My name's Dad. That's who you are, Keegan.
I pull that shit a good bit, though. I do. Whatever though, dude. My alpaca. I got two alpacas of the week, dude, and that goes to Sky Jackson and Ben Roethlisberger, dude.
Yes, sir.
Ben Roethlisberger coming clean of his porn and alcohol addiction,
hey, dude,
bro. Like,
it wasn't
props
actually,
to you.
Dude, you know what it actually was?
What
his porn addiction was? Just him fucking too many girls.
That's the most badass.
That's the best
ever.
Problem
and
to have.
He's been fucking too many girls and got fucked up in college. And then still got drafted in the first round of the NFL draft and making millions.
Dude, so you're telling me he's a young savage? That's how pack energy out the wazoo, bro.
I'm saying. Ben Roethlisberger's something
special. You know where that arm power comes from now, bro. That explains a lot, dude. I mean, he's right-handed, right?
Hail Mary.
Yeah, dude, he busts those Hail Marys like they're nothing, bro. And now, like, I don't know. I guess it makes sense now.
That's probably why he had the shoulder injury, overworking her.
Yeah, I heard that. I read a comment on that too.
Really?
That explains the shoulder injury. Yeah.
Set him out for the year. A lot of meat. A lot of meat beaten to catch himself back up.
Rehab.
Indeed. Dude, Sky Jackson, dude.
Who's that?
Just.
That's a porn star?
She's remember nah. Remember the show Jesse with Debbie Ryan and Luke Bostick, rest in peace. But like you remember
Yeah, I know. Remember that show? I know what you're talking about.
So Sky Jackson was like the little black girl.
Oh, real? What's up with her?
Yeah, she was also in the Panini music video, but regardless, she I think I told you about this the other day. She started doxing like a bunch of like they're kids, okay? Like, so they don't really know. They kind of know better, but at the same time, they're kids, okay? Just give them a fucking chance. So like, they said the N-word on Twitter and shit like that, yada yada yada. Okay, like don't do that. Yes, but she like fucking doxed them and like shared their address and like just all this like information that doesn't need to be leaked to the public, to everybody, to the public and shit. And
damn,
just kind of ruined their lives. Got this kid expelled. Got his parents like lose their job.
No,
and this
damn
yeah, this one kid in specific. Like, so the kid that got expelled and his parents lost his job. You know what he said?
What is that?
Guacamole N-word penis.
You for real?
You know that?
Are you for real?
You know that. Yeah, remember like that meme?
Yeah.
That's what she got pissed off for and doxed him for. And
damn, she ruined this man's life on a meme.
Over guacamole.
This kid's family is living the project because of this meme.
That's what I'm saying.
He's gonna be sitting at the dinner table in like a year or two, and he's gonna be like, yo, mom, why can't we eat steak or any of that good stuff or eat, you know? And she's like, oh, because you're a fucking idiot.
Oh, dude, I don't think family dinners would never be the same.
Yeah, facts, bro. A little tension. So, Dad, did you get that new job yet?
Start to cry.
Yeah.
For his dumbass son.
Damn, bro. There's going to be some family therapy in that fucking in that household for a minute.
Sky Jackson, dude, just ruins family.
How, for home wrecker, bro. The whole new meaning of a home wrecker.
Homebreaker for sure, dude.
I don't even know what my outback of the week would be. Maybe Jesus Christ, you know.
Jesus Christ, bro. Fucking, I don't know what.
Yeah, for fucking us so hard on this Corona shit, bro. Come on, clean it up.
For real, dude. For real, dude. Is it like I heard it's like starting to like clap back like harder right now, bro? Like,
dude, someone just got Corona in my work.
No way, dude.
Yes, bro.
Shout out, Josie.
Yo. Chill.
That was the someone at my work that I was trying to keep discreet, but there's Keegan Roberts for you.
Oh my god! All right, bleep out, bleep.
I'm just gonna name this episode bleep. Yes, dude. The editing's gonna be so hard to do the bleeping, but you know I have a fucking long ass trip tomorrow, so it doesn't matter.
All right, this is a learning lesson for our next the third one's a charm. That's pure bullshit because this has been the sloppiest fucking podcast that we have ever done.
It's been kind of good though.
It's been good, but we're just gonna it's just gonna be hell editing for you, bro.
I know, bro.
Fuck up for the next.
Honestly, I have another hour of footage from like the last podcast, so I could probably just scrap together some shit.
in the group chat, the pool gang or whatever and the shit, Harrison, I think you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you're in it, I think.
I left that a long time ago.
I don't even know what that is.
All right, good. You did a good thing. That's a good thing that you did that. But anyways, I changed the group name to Sicky Riss or Rissy Sicky or something like that. And she lost her shit, bro. She started like going off at like my diabetes, like you're gonna fucking get in, you're gonna die because you have diabetes, you fucking faggot.
Damn.
And dude,
I mean, that damn, just must suck. Tear. Like anything you ever say, someone's like, "Well, you have fucking diabetes."
Funny that you say that because throughout all of high school, every time I said some shit, you always had something to say about my fucking condition, bro. So it's really funny that you say that, but
Keegan's actually crying right now.
I just wanted to acknowledge the fact that I know that it sucks for you, and I still do it. that was the main reason why I said it.
Bleep.
Still hate her ass. Okay, you know what? I don't even hate her. I don't even hate her anymore. That shit was gay. That shit she accused me of.
What she accused you of?
That's gay. We're not. She accused me of just like being inappropriate. When I was being inappropriate, I was in the streets, fucking hopeless and sad, and like needed help. And like,
Keegan, you're always it's just inappropriate.
All right, it's just some gay shit. Whatever, fucking. What's the saying? In the wind.
Gone in the wind.
Trash. No. It's
dust
like,
in the wind by Kansas.
It's like in the. It's in the past. It's like.
Water off a duck's back.
No, oh yeah, water in the on the bridge, water off the bridge,
water under the bridge,
water on the bridge,
water under the bridge,
water under the bridge, water under the bridge. Yeah,
damn,
that's what I was looking for. Thank you. That was the one. Yeah, shout out,
dick. I'm a fucking editor.
Whatever, dude.
I'm gonna edit this shit. I'm gonna have like 20 minutes of footage.
And the thing is, the 20 minutes, none of it's gonna make sense.
Yeah, it's just
cut too much that it's just gonna be like, how the fuck did we just go from talking about porn stars to some bitch that has Corona?
I'm gonna have to fill it up with just bits.
Instead of doing that, dude, just make it 2 hours of just like just the bleepage, bro, and like literally half of it would just be bleep.
Yeah, maybe the bleepage should be like our thing.
Yeah, name the podcast Bleep, dude. Make that our thing, dude. Make that. Maybe that's what makes us take off, dude. Just a bleep.
Dude, I don't even know how to do a bleep. And so I'm like, in my head, what I'm thinking a bleep would be, it'd be me saying bleep.
Please do it that way.
Like, instead of like a long, like drawn out bleep, just do like just do like little short
bleep 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 bleep. Like trying to say what y'all said. Bleep 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 bleep.
Exactly, dude. Please do that.
It's like it's like the parents from Charlie Brown.
No idea.
Oh damn, they were like.
I know. Yeah.
Mom, Dad, wah, wah, wah. Oh, I don't understand what the fuck you're saying.
I never like.
This is why I never get what I want for Christmas.
You see, I don't get that shit in cartoons. I don't get how Brian's the only person that can hear Stewie. Okay.
Oh yeah.
But everybody else can understand Brian. And like. It just doesn't add up. But I mean, just, then again, it's a cartoon.
Put it all down to jiggle and, physics.
Yeah, I mean, it's Family Guy. It doesn't have to make sense because it's fucking Family Guy and it's a shit. But like,
fucking preach, bro.
Yeah,
I mean, I think South Park's better, but you know, it's a whole conversation.
What'd y'all think of that last season of Family Guy? I heard it was garbage, and I haven't watched it yet, but I don't know.
Nah. I stopped watching Family Guy in like the fifth grade.
Dude, have you guys watched Avatar, The Last Airbender?
Yes, bro.
Yes.
Recently?
Yes, I rewatched
recently?
It.
Recently?
Recently, yeah.
Like on Netflix? Yep.
Yeah, I rewatched it too.
So good.
Oh, for real?
So good. I'm not done with
favorite character.
I'm like, where are you at? Season 3.
Where are you
like,
at?
I'm about to finish. I'm about to be done.
Where are you at?
Fucking. Let me think, dude. I don't know. I was
honestly, bro, anyone listening to this podcast probably has rewatched it too. So, hey, yeah, where are you at, bro? What's going on? What's Azula doing, baby? I love Azula. She kind of gets me fired up.
Azula. Dude, that her fucking her friend Tara? Is no Azula the Fire Lord's daughter.
Zuko's sister.
Yeah. Yeah, Zuko's sister.
She's got that crazy hot girl energy.
But dude, what's that girl's name? That like she's so hot, bro. I mean, that sounds weird.
May?
She's a cartoon, but like
the other one.
Yeah, I think it's May.
No, the other one. May's the one that dated Zuko.
It's the one, the one that didn't.
The one, the circus one.
Oh, the third. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know her name. Yeah, she's bad somehow for a cartoon.
Yeah,
she's like the Jessica Rabbit of the Avatar.
Yes, dude. That's she's just straight up bad, bro.
Y'all remember watching Who's Framed Roger Rabbit?
No.
Damn.
I have watched it, but I don't remember watching it though.
Jessica Rabbit is the finest cartoon. Yes. She
isn't that the. Didn't she like never show her face though?
No. It like she's just like a really big boobed lady with like red hair, and I think she didn't show her mouth. I think that's her thing.
What's that character I'm thinking of that like literally never showed her face? It was just like her giant ass tits, bro.
Yeah, that's her. But like her tits covered her mouth.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Damn, dude, she has some honkers, bro.
Oh no, bro, with the red dress.
These fucking cartoon characters, dude. Like
Harrison, I'm telling you, bro. I'm actually telling you, Harrison. Like you should go watch that movie, and you will understand, bro.
What's it called?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Am I gonna have to like stop midway and crank one out or something?
Low key.
I can fuck with a movie like that.
It's about how Looney Tune World is somebody's trying to run over Looney Tune World where all the cartoons live, and Roger Rabbit's being framed for murder, which is a cartoon character. But it's made in the real world. Like it's all done in the real world with the cartoon characters doing live like with actual people next to them. You know what I mean? I don't know how to talk about that.
I know what you mean.
Oh, man.
Dude, y'all remember Go-Go Gadget?
Yes, bro. That shit was... Actually, I don't even think I remember an episode, but I remember that shit.
I'm not fucking with this, dude. I don't remember anything, any of these stories you guys are... Or any of these shows you guys are talking about.
Well, SpongeBob.
What's something that you remember? Heard of that SpongeBob's gay. SpongeBob is gay.
Dude, oh my god, dude. That shit...
Yeah, what's with that, dude?
Why would you not keep him ambiguous at all? Like, honestly.
Dude, he's a sponge.
Yeah.
That's the actual like, sponge, and they're trying to make him like, I don't even know. Is he gay or is he like trans right now?
No, he's gay. Like they've actually announced that he's gay.
That's so
You think he like fucking rubs it like with his abrasive side when he's like in intercourse or some shit?
Dude, what? I don't think he ever rubs it. He's a fucking sponge.
No, I think what he does, is he cleans his house, but he cleans his house with his dick because he's a sponge.
Dude, when you think about it, every living thing has sex, bro. And a sponge in the sea is living. And I think it just rubs the fuck out of it with its abrasive side, dude. And I think that's how like it gets itself off or gets things off or like, I don't know.
I think we should all watch like fucking Nat Geo Wild or something for a minute and figure out what's real.
What's that? What's that app? What's that website that turns everything? Is it Rule 34 that like turns everything into porn?
What?
Is that what it was called?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I have no
idea. Yeah, dude.
Enlighten.
Yeah, please. Yeah, what is that?
I think it's Rule 34. You can literally like look up like, for instance, I'm looking at a suitcase right now, so I'm gonna say suitcase.
You're on it right now?
No, I'm looking at a suitcase. So you can probably just look up suitcase and it would just turn into two suitcases, like probably fucking. Like it just turns everything sexual of like whatever you type. Like I'm looking
at really?
My shoes right looking at my shoes right now. You type like left shoe and you got a left shoe fucking a right shoe or some shit. I think it's Rule 34. I'm not too sure, but like,
honestly, if I do this shit later and I get a fucking virus, I'm coming for you.
Dude, I had a fucking virus like yesterday, dude. I had to like do a reCAPTCHA check every time I search something on Google, dude. I think I got some dirty ass shit. I don't even know.
You getting this fucked up porn?
I know, dude. Wow. He's getting the real STDs.
He's
and the
getting
digital
into
ones.
That. He's getting into that Alex. Shit where you're low key, like, you're getting damn close to breaking.
Oh, Alex! Oh, Alex! I get into some fucked up shit. You want to say that? All right. Just
what do you say?
Tell me if you remember this, dude. Heavy.
R. No,
you want to talk about fucked up shit?
Chill, bro.
About heavy R.
Do not expose me.
Look, you're exposing me. Okay, I'm kind of exposing myself right now, but like, you're not like,
dude. People are gonna think I'm a serial killer.
I'm gonna bring you down with me, okay?
So people are gonna think I'm a serial killer.
Dude, I don't know. I mean, real.
I love how we both knew. DVD.
Yeah. I remember you. Telling
I can't believe
me,
you
like,
remember that.
Yes, dude. I remember you telling me about it, bro. I was like, holy shit, I fuck with this man, bro.
Harrison, bro, I wish you knew what this was, bro. This is some fuck shit.
Anybody else would be like,
all right, here, I'll expose myself just because I've been exposing Keegan.
Let's go.
All right, fuck it.
All right, this isn't like a pleasure thing. It's just this exists out on the internet, but it's a website called Heavy R, and it is basically where you can find the most fucked up porn on there. And for example, there's this one video of this chick who literally fucking stabs herself with a knife and then rubs her pussy with the blood on that fucking website.
Jesus Christ.
All the way to electric nipple torture. You can find some crazy shit on there, bro. Again, this is not a pleasure thing. This is just knowledge that I have.
It's like the gauntlet, bro.
Yeah, like run the gauntlet.
Oh my God.
How far did you get on the gauntlet, by the way?
I got all the way.
You did? Yeah, okay. I did, but I didn't look at like every single video the whole time.
Redo it.
Dude, it makes my stomach turn, bro. That one with the guy burning? The one with the guy burning, bro?
Dude,
that one's fun.
The worst one was the guy jumping off and his face literally splitting in half. That threw me for a loop, dude.
I think they updated like the videos a few times, to be honest, too.
God, dude, I remember this dude's like face, like he was just in, of course he was dead. His face was split open. These people were just like kind of like playing with it or some shit. I don't know, like on some heavy R shit. They're just like just closing it together and just like letting it go. It was crazy, dude.
Dude, there's the fucking the dick cheese one.
The dick cheese.
Oh
fuck.
Oh my God.
And then the last one, bro, the lemon party. Or was it
what was it called again?
What is it?
Old dudes with the hammer?
I don't remember the last one for some reason.
All right. The last one was, for the viewers that don't know, it was it was called Lemon Party or something, and it was three old men like basically taking a hammer to their nuts on each other.
Oh my God. I remember that now.
I don't think I've ever experienced like non-real nut pain in my life more than that video.
You know, one of those videos that you like see and you feel the pain, like that.
Yeah, that's yeah. One of those.
I would just love to just sit down and be able to talk to the person that's behind the gauntlet.
Yeah, I'd be who, like, yeah, are you okay?
Orchestrated all of that and be like, man, what the hell is going on in your head right
now? Yeah, have you killed anyone?
dude, let's game in this podcast, bro.
Yeah, reach out. Yeah, if the gauntlet guys ever listening to this, hit me up. Hit my line. My number is Keaton. What's your number?
I'm not putting that out here.
I don't want that guy to know my number either.
All right, well, whatever.
The track everything about me and just fucking
yeah. Honestly, yeah. If you know, if you made the gauntlet, you probably know how to hack my information. So just hit me up on my email.
Yeah, dude.
Send me a random email.
He knows everything about all of us already.
This is by far the most like fucked up podcast we've ever done. It's just going to consist of a bunch of bleeps and a bunch of conversations about porn, bro. We have talked about porn so much in this podcast.
All right, so should I change the name to porn then? Porn bleep?
Just, or
bleep
yeah, porn? That's exact. Yeah, bleep. Porn bleep.
Bleep porn.
Bleep, bleep porn. Bleep porn, all right.
Because there's going to be so many fucking bleeps.
And just so much porn, bro. But
societal issues today. This is issues facing the youth of America today, bro. We're talking about.
That's the meaning of the podcast, dude. It's just us expressing us, dude. And porn and bleep is two of those things.
That's vital to our lives.
Did the podcast just see that fart? Just farted, bro. Did you see that?
No, but now we know.
All right, it's whatever. It's cool. Everybody farts.
Harrison, are you freaked out? You're gonna contract the Rones because you've been in the environment where a Rones has been.
Dude, low key, I'm not gonna lie, but the thing is, it wouldn't be all that bad if I got it because once you get it, obviously you like mutate.
Yeah,
and you won't be able to
get. Speak for yourself, dude. Speak for yourself.
What are you talking about?
Tell me what's going on in your head right now.
Yeah, for real. I'm on the same page as Harry.
Dude, I'm fucked if I catch it, bro.
Why?
He's got diabetes.
Yes, dude. How'd y'all not catch that?
Damn.
Because I don't see you for your diabetes, damn. Keegan. I see you for Keegan.
That was the most alpaca shit I've ever heard. But yeah.
Bitch ass.
Keegan's dead as here.
Yeah, Keegan, bro.
I see you 100% solely diabeto.
Keegan, you might be like his best friend ever.
Dude, you don't even have to tell me, dude. I know, dude.
I know. You know. It's a mutual thing that we just both know that like. I'm just gonna shit on you for having diabetes, and it's fucked up. But,
dude, I fuck with it. You're just because you're the only person that does it and cracks me the fuck up when you do it.
You know what this is? This is like when that white kid has that one black friend, and he's like, "Yeah, my black friend lets me say the N-word."
yes, you're,
yeah. I'm the only one with clearance to be able to like.
You got the diabetes pass.
Yes, the diabeto pass, bro. You got that shit.
It's a goddamn honor. Let me tell you,
the first and only person with it, bro.
But dude, let me tell you, dude. Fucking Florida is like Corona. Like, dude, nobody gives a shit in Florida about Corona, dude. Everywhere I go is crowded.
America doesn't give a fuck, bro. We're so tired of this shit.
What?
Are you in Florida?
Yeah, I'm coming back tomorrow. I've been in PCB for the past like 4 days.
Oh shit!
I'll be there Friday.
Panama City?
No, I'll be there. I'll be in Peach.
No! What? Are you serious? This Friday?
Yes, sir.
Dude, for only one night, right?
Only one night.
Oh, okay. Then I guess I can't go.
To, like, going all the way to fucking Florida from Texas for a night.
No. I'm going to back to Georgia for one night.
Peaches.
Oh,
peaches.
Shit. When? Friday?
This Friday.
Dude, fuck. I'm not going to be here.
What? Where are you going?
I'm going to the lake.
Oh, son of a bitch. I'll be back on the 7th, but I'll be in Kennesaw probably.
Are you still going to next year?
Hmm?
Are you still going to the same school next
year? Yeah, I am. Is that people talking about this shit? I'm going to... not go back.
I told Adam I was gonna go like to like little like party with like
some of the people that you met up in Atlanta, but like, I don't know, bro. I haven't seen you in a minute. I'm probably gonna stay here. Chill your ass.
Who's having a party? Oh, you talking about the ladies?
Yeah.
Dude, that's gonna be a shit show.
Dude, that one time I pulled up a case off.
Uh-huh.
When you had that party, it was so much fun.
For real?
That's me. That's my only impression of Kennesaw.
That's like, that was probably the most banging party I've.
That was
no cap. I'm so happy that I was able to throw like a legit party, bro. Because it really is, bro. Because honestly, if my parents had that shit, they would be like so much more fucking relaxed. They would not have a stick up their ass at all.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I mean, up until I got arrested, my mom would hear from like the other parents about like what their kids would do, and so she would think I was like such a good one and everything like that. And so,
she realized you're the head of the group.
Yeah, yeah. now I'm the shit show guy.
Dude, my mom has got this crazy impression that I'm a drug freak addict.
Yeah, dude.
You're so far from that. It's not even funny.
I know, dude. I wish I could tell her that. Dude, she doesn't believe it. She won't because she doesn't fucking have anyone else to put me example to.
I know your mom will believe me, bro. I know she doesn't know me. She just knows me as like that friend Keegan. But like, I feel like we got a connection, bro. And I feel like if I just push up and just like tell her what's up,
dude. I don't know them. Those Colombian mamas, they're definitely
Colombia.
What, Brazil? Yeah, it's Brazil. I'm
trying to
Brazil.
No, that's funny, bro. That's probably the closest one.
Colombian mamas.
Colombians are freaks, bro. Colombians are some spicy girls, bro. They fuck
right, dude.
Them bitches be fucking. They'll attack you. They're like pit bulls in chihuahua form.
That's so hot.
Low key. I let a pit bull maul my dick. metaphorically.
Damn, dude. Fuck.
Oh man, I can't wait. Listen, I can't wait to listen to all of this back, bro. I got 105 minutes so far, and I'm hoping I get to maybe 2 hours. Throw up 2 hours of that drop.
2 hours, Andy, of porn and bleep.
Did we ever get a fucked up story, bro?
From me?
Yeah.
I did one at the very beginning for me.
Oh, dude, let me think. I don't know if I have... I don't know. I became a pretty responsible fuck, drunk after at college. But, like, I guess high school maybe is my only, like, really shit show.
Let me hear about it.
So, I was at...
couple goals, bro. Can I just say couple goals this quick? Like, I mean,
let me just get into the story before you say that. All right. I pull up and like, I don't really go to parties a lot because I just it's not my scene. But I pull up to this thing. It's a little kickback, really. So it's not as many people. I like a little better. And she has this friend that she knows. I don't know. He's like this guy who's like a bartender, but he basically makes these drinks for us that are like straight, like it's just too easy. Like it completely masked all the alcohol. So I go hard. Like I'm just drinking these back to back. And I get way more drunk than everyone else. And so, yeah. So my ass drunkenly stumbles around the house, screaming some bullshit. And then I basically. Connor's watching me.
Were they dating at the time?
No, that was like the time before when he was like trying to like get like I feel he started dating her like maybe like a week or two after, I think.
Oh god. So they were like talking, flirting.
Yeah.
Damn. he saw that shit and he was like, she's the one, bro.
Yeah. Not my proudest moment. But so I think I'm slick, you know, because I'm fucking drunk, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm like Jack Sparrow, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, and I'm screaming and shit around the house, and so I'm like, you know what, it's time to fucking take the pedal or take the fucking pedal to the floor and gas this motherfucker. So I snagged the whole ass bottle of whiskey that we were using to mix shit. And I gripped that shit for the rest of the night and drink the rest of that shit and go off on a fucking philosophical rant. Like, I just go on a life rant about, like, shit in life and like, whatever fuck's just going on. And, you know, I don't want to say deep shit. I'm just going to say a fucking drunken rant about life. And end up passing out on the couch where my friends proceeded to fucking draw all over my fucking body. And it basically was like, I'm gay, their names, fuck me in my ass, like right above my ass, like right on my back, like boner garage on my dick. Yeah. And so I somehow don't know how, but wake up upstairs in a air mattress and I'm so fucking sorry, bro. But I looked down and realized that I had pissed my pants and somehow I was sleeping right next to and I had pissed on him too.
Oh, God.
And I walked into Olivia's room and I said, can I get another pair of pants? I think I spilled a drink or some shit. And I took a shower in the most, like, it was so shameful, bro. Like, I've never been more ashamed in my life. Pissing on another dude and showering this chick's house where I kissed and, like, then, you know, and, like, they just on the register. I don't know.
A series of unfortunate events.
Don't.
For real.
I've seen worse, dude.
I know it's not, like, as bad as it could get, but, like, that was just.
Those ones just hurt.
Ugly. Yeah, just ugly. It's cringy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just felt cringy the whole time. It didn't feel cringy the whole time because, you know, I was in my own place. But, like, after.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, dude, what's wrong with me? Maybe a few problems I should deal with. Sugar. Oh, dude, I just got my beer.
Yeah, I'm on number four right now.
I am. Let me think. Because now my mom's probably asleep, so I can probably say what I actually drank. All right, one, two. But I'm on my seventh.
Dude, you remember when, you remember junior year close-up trip, which is a trip to Washington, D.C., like a school
dude,
trip?
That
we fucking popped Eddie's. Went to the went to the Space Museum or whatever.
That shit
the Aeronautical Museum.
Yes, bro. I remember because we had to split it because I didn't have a lot.
Yeah.
But, like, it still kind of hit. And I had so much fun on that motherfucking aeronautical thing because it was like spinning and stuff.
Dude, yeah.
And I remember watching you and Fireballs, and you guys were just literally fucking spinning the whole fucking time, like just like you just held down the left.
Fireball was in control, and literally he was just like turning left the whole entire time, which just makes you go like spinning side.
Yeah.
I'm like whoa, like just freaking out. It was, like, my second time ever having, like, an Eddie or something like that.
Dude, I miss those motherfucking Eddies, bro. Those were nice.
Dude, those were like, fire. Those were good.
I had those and then, like, another – or I had those, a gummy, like, a different gummy, and then a motherfucking Rice Krispie treat before I went to Tyler, the Creator.
Damn. Holy shit. I remember that story. You told me about that.
Yeah.
Dude, Tyler Creator concert would be so awesome.
Dude, if he ever comes back to Georgia, you should come with me.
Yeah.
I'll buy the tickets. Fuck it.
Dude, next concert, I mean, I don't even know when concerts open back up. They might.
Yeah, that's facts. Actually, all the festivals got canceled until 2021.
Dude, I was supposed to go to Hippie Sabotage and.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd been five.
It got postponed. And then it got postponed to July 31st. And they just canceled it. They just straight up canceled it and said it's done.
Like, I bought fucking two tickets to Shaky Knees.
Oh, man, yeah.
And, you know, first of all, like, that person I was going to go with. Yeah, yeah. It would have been my third time, actually.
Damn.
Yeah, but the person I went with, we had an argument. And then I was, like, fucking around. Like, I was, like, basically, I just couldn't figure out who I was going to take because I had an extra ticket. And so then this bitch got canceled, and I'm, like, thankful that it happened because now I don't have to figure out who I want to bring.
Who are you bringing?
Girl stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Alex.
For real. Simping like that.
It's just not even worth it anymore.
I just, dude, you know, my night, like, I just like a good night for me is chilling next to a honey, drinking a few beers, maybe sitting down on a couch or something, and that's what you do at fucking, and listen to a little music. I mean, you do that shaking knees, bro.
Yeah.
Put your arm around a girl, listen to some good ass guitar, some good rock, some drums, drink a few fucking overpriced beers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Couldn't that's put my it kind of scene, phone. Dude.
No, Keegan on some freak shit.
Yeah, Keegan.
Dude, I try to do that cute shit, bro. I try. I swear I try, bro, but then, like, I don't know.
But then she ran your wallet.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Dude, I mean the fucking... You ever had a pecan log before?
We sell them at Panera.
Dude, I mean a pecan log from, like, Killwinds and a root beer, dude. Dude, I had to put 3 cotton balls in my mouth because like
for what
for like this the certain
for the pecans were the pecans cutting your fucking weak ass mouth anemic ass
no I did it before the pecans because like my grandma's dog had like puppies and like I'm gonna make one a service dog and like my sugar's low and shit so it's gotta like smell like the saliva off the cotton ball. And get like my is that Harrison laughing or is that Alex laughing?
That's Harrison, bro. I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck you're going. How am I? Like, not I don't surprised. Know where you're going.
So connect the dots. It smells the cotton ball and gets the scent of my low blood sugar from the cotton balls on my saliva. Harrison, bro.
You're training your dog to be diabetes sensitive.
They're gonna be.
He's gonna have dogs. He's going to have the sixth sense of diabetes.
It's going to be service dogs. I'm going to take it around wherever the fuck I feel, and it's going to fuck shit up. It's going to be cute as hell, and it's going to be a chick. It's going to be a chick magnet. So
it's gonna be some gross ass dog.
No cap, that dude. He's not wrong. Job.
It's going to be a golden doodle, bro. That shit's cute as fuck.
No way in hell you're training that. Are you training it?
No, we got these neighbors that are certified in it.
You're finna die. He's gonna if you rely on that motherfucker, you're gonna die.
Keegan, he's gonna maul you.
He's gonna be like, bet your sugar's too high right now. He's not mobile enough. I'm about to fuck
him. Oh, his sugar's low. He's getting delirious. Got his ass.
Got his ass.
Dude, they just like they like scratch you like in a cute little way whenever your sugar's fucked.
The ones that know what they're doing will.
Dude, this one will know what it's doing, dude. It's a golden doodle. What the fuck is it gonna do, bro? If it tries to like pull some shit, I just sock the fuck out of it, bro.
What?
It's a golden doodle.
I feel like that should be a bleep, right?
I don't know. I think we can leave that in.
Dude, that's only fair, bro. If a dog fights, you fight back, bro.
What?
What do you mean, what, bro? It's not a woman. Okay, it's a dog.
You throw that motherfucker off. You don't beat that shit out. You
beat that motherfucker's ass.
Dude, dogs are relentless, bro. They're not.
Beat that motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Pretty... You know what I'm gonna do? You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna give him a nice fucking swift forearm to the fucking chin, right up. Throw that motherfucker back. He does a whole ass flip 180. He's not gonna fuck me after that. I just flipped his ass, bro. Come on. From his head.
I'm saying, dude.
KO.
I got a question.
Hit me.
So back to the whole Avatar thing. If you could be, what bender would you be if you could only be like one? Obviously not the Avatar.
Blood.
No, motherfucker. That's
so not water. Bending. Waterbender.
That's waterbender.
Dude, come on. You got.
I would be an airbender.
Air's everywhere.
Dude, the bloodbending is fucked. That's like the last episode I watched.
Dude,
yeah, it is fucked up, but it's so cool.
It is, bro.
That's fucked.
Dude, who can beat... Literally, bloodbending is unbeatable, though. They're just, like, so against it because it's just
uncultural. Well, not everyone can do it, though.
Yeah, but for the ones that can beat fucking anybody's ass, dude.
Yeah, but we know of, like, 2-3 people, if you watch Legend of Korra.
There was Katara. There was that fucking
old ass lady. Bitch.
Dude, don't spoil shit. Don't spoil shit for me.
Okay,
Are you watching Legend of Katara?
What?
Are you watching the second one?
No, Legend of Korra, not Guitar.
Korra. Dude, I don't remember.
No.
Yeah, what, there's dude? A little bit of blood
there,
bending in
there. Is there a build-off of the Avatar?
Yeah, there's a yeah. there's a they what? Do like an they do a whole industrial period.
What?
It's not as good. I'll just tell you right now, it's not
as yeah, good. It's not as good.
Nah. Yeah, you can't.
But there's like lava bending in it, and there's like
metal bending. There's,
yeah, but metal bending, more people can metal bend now because Toph like teaches them. Because she becomes like a grandmaster or some shit. But Toph's a bitch.
Toph's a baddie, dude.
Yeah,
Toph's
for real.
Crazy. Toph's crazy.
Yeah, fact. She's so young, too, bro.
Yeah, she's a child.
Blind is a fucking bat, bro. Blind is a bat, too. Keep that in mind.
Yeah. Dude, low-key, like, in her circumstances, fucking worth it to be blind. She can just feel if someone's close to her.
Dude, I feel like she can see better than any person with sight, and she's blind as a bat.
Dude, exactly. Like, she sees people coming from, like, far away with, like,
until
sensation in her feet. That's insane.
Until her feet can't sense shit. You know, when she's, like, flying in the air and shit?
Until
like,
she develops diabetes and they have to cut them bitches off. No, I'm saying. Yeah.
Hopefully a service dog will help her out, though. I'm so sorry to the whole diabetes community.